You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Share the show with your friends by having them visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Like biscuits in the oven, sometimes we rise, sometimes we just catch fire and burn to a crisp. All aboard the English Express.
All new liners, my friend.
Loving them, loving them. Like a little present every time we come back from a break.
Right? I'm going to play another one just because.
Eating nails, drinking gunpowder soup, and listening to the English Express full blast. All aboard the English Express.
Yeehaw!
Woo! Wait, not that one.
This one. You're listening to
the English Express Radio. Hold on, I got one
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Flying by the seat of our pants. By the way, do you have an extra pair of pants we can borrow? This is the English Express.
All right, that's enough. We'll hear some more later. So you were on vacation for a couple of weeks. I had to do the show by myself.
Oh, and it was so much fun, dude. I'm so glad that you were tortured by it. It made it even better.
It was not fun to do it myself. Have you listened to the shows that I had to do on my own lonesome?
I didn't even have a cell phone signal, let alone an internet connection. So, no, sir, I did not download.
That's not the first thing you did when you got back?
No, I'm sorry. It was pretty low on my priority list. Sleeping and going to the bathroom right up there.
Oops. Dadgummit. I hit the wrong button. I mean, I hit the right button. But it was in the wrong bank again. I'm sorry.
And not talking about Wells Fargo.
Boo!
You missed out, too. One of these days, you'll have to go see this forest that I go camping in, man. We got snow on New Year's Eve.
Wait. You got snow on New Year's Eve?
No!
What did you do?
We played without gloves!
No.
Yeah, my children, they built these snowmen with their bare hands.
I love my sound effects machine.
Part of the beauty.
Oops, go ahead.
It was amazing. Honestly, because we really wanted snow. We wanted to have that whole white Christmas cliche happen, right? And when we got up there, there were these like really sad little drifts of snow that used to be snow, but really it's just ice on the ground now.
So
we were really sad. We didn't get to play in the snow and whatnot. And then on New Year's Eve, it started just dumping snow.
Oh, so
really,
you got what you wanted.
Yeah, it was cool.
Scusi, babbity boopy.
Peter, you can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Tu sei un pazzo, va vedete qui.
Sono stanco di te, ti do un pugno alla testa. Uccido con questa carne.
I'm just doing sound effects.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
That's right, Donald.
I would like to know if there's any beauty for that man. I haven't found any.
You're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think's going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking or doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there, and then people have guns.
I got to pee.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's do a food pile.
Today for show and tell, I'm so excited I might yell. Can't wait to show you, it's so cool. I got a carrot. I got a yam, I got a green bean, fresh not from a can. Got a potato, and as you can probably see, I also got a pea.
I do.
I got a pea.
I really do.
I actually...
So bad.
Why is everyone laughing?
Come on, man, you can't hold it.
So squeeze it!
Find a little pea on the floor after.
All right. Well, these are actually leftover stories that I planned to do on the show that I was doing by myself, but strangely, I even sidetracked myself.
Wow. That takes some real talent, Cliff. I'm impressed.
Well, listen to it, and you'll see. I go off on some stupid rant about something. I can't remember. But anyway, I've still got some leftover stories, so we're doing a food pile. Do you like cherry juice? Do you like cherries?
I thought you said chili juice, and I was very confused.
No, cherry juice.
I mean, I like to drink the syrup in the maraschino cherry jar when the cherries are all gone.
Yeah, that's not cherry.
It's not the same thing.
That's gross.
Okay. Actually, no, I haven't even really seen cherry juice. I barely see pomegranate juice, let alone cherry.
Yeah, cherry juice is good. I like it. Well, it turns out that an international team of researchers have concluded that adults who consume, that means drink, for those of you in Rio Linda, two glasses of tart cherry. Most people have no idea where that is from. Brandon, that's gross.
Random Rio Linda shout out. I love it.
Do you know where that comes from?
Well, you carry it on from Rush Limbaugh, but for me, it comes from the town where my high school was.
Yes.
I graduated from Rio Linda High School.
Well, that's where Rush Limbaugh got it, too, because he started his career in our hometown of Sacramento. For those of you outside the country, you probably don't know who Rush Limbaugh is.
Actually, I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Rush Limbaugh is.
No, not outside this country. He's a political talk show host. People in did you know that what is it? Almost 30% of our listeners are in Russia and 27% of our listeners are in Japan.
Yeah, but did you know that people in other countries actually follow American politics and that Rush Limbaugh is a very big commenter on that?
They follow the politics. They don't follow American talk show hosts.
No, if I go to Tokyo and start polling people with a picture of Bill O'Reilly's 10-inch finger and start asking, do you know this man's name? I bet you the majority of them will tell me his name.
No, they won't. They will not.
Go do it and spend 10 grand figuring this out and you'll find out I'm right.
I guarantee you people in Tokyo have no idea who Bill O'Reilly is or Rush Limbaugh.
They do, and you're wrong.
Okay, write in info@theenglishexpress.com and let me know if you have any idea who Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh is, because I bet you don't.
I will. I will email the show and tell you that I know who both of those people are.
You know you live in America. Come on, man. We're talking to foreigners. Anyway, people who drink two glasses of tart cherry juice daily sleep longer and have significantly less non-sleep time in bed. That means they're better sleepers compared with drinking a non-cherry alternative fruit cocktail. Those who drank the cherry juice slept on average 40 minutes longer and enjoyed 6% more sleep in bed, which is known as sleep efficiency. So if you want to sleep well, drink cherry juice.
I'm just surprised there's two different versions of cherry juice. I didn't even know it existed. Now there's tart cherry juice and non-tart cherry juice.
And they're both tasty. Okay. Tart cherry juice.
Get I don't some. Want more sleep. I want something that will help me sleep shorter hours, but wake up just as well rested. I want more hours of being awake.
Well, since they have 6% more sleep, if you sleep the same amount of time, you'll get better sleep anyway. So no, you should still drink cherry juice.
They tell you you're not waking up. This is actually what Bill Cosby's going to switch to. He's just going to start having people drink cherry juice around him, make him go to sleep.
No, you're wrong. Oh, and there you go with another American icon that nobody else knows who he is, especially nowadays. Who knows who Bill Cosby is in 2016?
Everybody knows who Bill Cosby is.
Puddin' Pop.
That was actually a pretty good impression.
Camille, come here.
Okay, that one was worse, but just while you're ahead,
Everybody does the Puddin' Pop good one well.
They may not know him from the Jell-O commercials or whatever, but they know his name. People know who Bill Cosby is.
No, they don't.
You're wrong again.
Write in to info@theenglishexpress.com and let me know if you know who Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Bill Cosby.
Yes. And just while you're at it, Bob Newhart. There's another person everybody knows.
No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't. No, in 2016, Bob Newhart, he's been dead for like 20 years.
Yeah, but he lives on in TV land.
You're thinking of Bob Hope. They don't know who Bob Newhart is.
Both. Bob Newhart, Bob Hope.
Okay, this is not the 1960s, my friend.
Bob and Bob from the Dick Van Dyke Show. TV Land.
No, that does not exist. They don't. They're not watching old American shows in Tokyo.
I beg to differ. I think they are.
You're wrong. You're way
they're
wrong.
They're like, no, I'm tired of anime. I've seen too much. Full Metal Alchemist has run its course. Okay, I need me.
Who some needs? Yeah. Who needs? Who needs a Dragon Ball loser?
Yeah, they actually came out with a new Dragon Ball Z. I'm sure you care not at all about that, but they're airing a new series now.
Okay, and they go, nah, we don't need that. Let's watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I need some bonanza.
All right. One American thing that is international, though, that's all over the world, is the Colonel. Everybody loves the Colonel. You know who the Colonel is, right?
That would be Mr. Sanders, who teamed up with Harmon, right?
Yes, that's right. Started in Salt Lake City, and it's now known as KFC, or in Russia, it's KFC Rostiks. And
just added another word.
Yeah, it's Rostiks, and it's the.
What does that mean?
The Colonel? I have no idea. It's just a word, I think.
You lived there for like 45 years, and you don't know what Rostiks means?
I have no idea. All I know is it's KFC, and they're tasty, all right?
You know, nothing's better than the one actually in Salt Lake City, where they have, get this, a KFC buffet. Right?
All you can eat.
All
my
you can eat. And they have like random side dishes that they don't have anywhere else. Like apple or peach cobbler is there. Like, what?
That's right. And it's good. It's better than KFC you've had anywhere else. I'm not even joking, you guys. KFC on, what is it? It's State
49th
Street.
South, right?
I thought it was like 35th.
You might be
I
right.
Like 41. I think it's right after 35th South. Anyway, it's south of Salt Lake, it's in the city. But it's the best KFC I've ever had in my life. It is so good.
It's too good. Like, it's insane.
Well, do you like scented candles?
No. God, those are terrible.
Well, for those of you who do like scented candles, get ready to be jealous. Because forget your vanilla bean, pumpkin spice, evergreen, or rosemary mint, because Kentucky Fried Chicken in New Zealand has just launched a limited edition scented candle that fills your home with the warm scent of that delicious blend of 11 herbs and spices. So to get your hands on one, you had to suggest a new piece of KFC merchandise that the company should make. You can't even buy the stuff. You have to invent a new product for them before you can get KFC scented candles.
Oh, God, who wants a KFC scented candle? Yuck.
I do? That's awesome.
Go get some KFC or fry your own chicken. You would just be hungry all the time.
Yes, I am. So the winning entry that got the scented candle, they proposed KFC stamps because the Colonel always delivers. He stole that from Karl Malone.
Dude,
remember that?
By the way, you know, that would actually be a really good product, is a KFC tasted stamp, like a flavored stamp. So you lick it, right? Because everyone hates licking stamps. Even some people use sponges and crap, right? But imagine a stamp that tastes like KFC chicken every time you lick it.
That would be good. By the way,
it might revive the post office.
Because I know that only 10% of our listening audience is in the United States. You guys out there probably have no idea who Karl Malone is. There's this really cool American sport. It's called basketball.
I don't think that's just an American sport, man.
And the way basketball is played, there's people bounce this ball, okay?
Like, I actually think and other countries have Olympic teams and stuff that play it.
No, that's not true. And they throw the ball into this hoop, okay? They call that a basket.
Okay? No, I actually think there's, like, a really good team from Spain that plays.
No, that didn't happen. In the Olympics, the only team is the United States. That's why they only win the gold. That's why they always win the gold.
Because they're the only team competing, is what you're suggesting.
Yes, they just have the Nuggets playing the Lakers, and the Lakers always win.
Why the Nuggets?
Because I'm in Denver.
Oh right. Okay, that does make sense. Never mind.
And they suck.
So do the Lakers. Good God.
Now. Not in the past. Anyway, We're talking about the Utah Jazz. Okay, the Utah Jazz had two iconic players, which actually are probably the only iconic players they've ever had: Karl Malone and John Stockton. And Karl Malone was known as the Mailman. Why? Because he always delivers, and he would like do like this dunk, and he'd be like a special delivery from the mailman.
Wow, that was a long road to go down just for that, Cliff. But just to bring it full circle, it was 3900 South in State Street.
I was almost right because it was four. Almost. I said 4100.
You said 3500.
I said it was after 3500 and so before 41 because I had to turn on 41st to go to your house.
So all of you who are looking for that buffet in Salt Lake City, because I know you're booking your plane tickets right now.
You should be. It's good.
It's 3900 South in State Street. I'm about to go there.
Other suggestions included KFC flavored lip balm and KFC branded bongs with names like Bong Wise Feast and Weed for Two.
Okay, those are pretty good. I like those.
Weed for Two. That doesn't even make sense. Weed for Two. What does that have to do with KFC?
I don't know, but it's weed and a bong, so I'm on board.
I kind of liked the trail of beers.
Oh, God, don't bring that up. That's a different show, dude.
But it made me laugh. All right. How would you save taxpayer money? What's the best way to save a lot of taxpayer dollars?
The what?
If you
switched gears really fast there.
Okay, no, this is still the food pile. This is still the food pile. If you want to save your state or a country or government taxpayer dollars, what do you do?
I don't know.
Well, maybe I should give you the story a little bit first.
Yeah, please, because I'm pretty blanked out there.
So this is a police officer. His name is Kellis Two Hears Laurie, and he was caught trying to molest a young girl. Well, he had already done it, and he got caught for it, and he was looking at spending the rest of his life in prison. So he decided to save the taxpayers a lot of money in a long, drawn-out trial and just drink some poison. He's going to take care of himself.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I don't have a problem with this. Authorities say Laurie drank a poisonous liquid from a vitamin bottle as soon as a jury foreman announced that he had been found guilty. Oh, I love this. He knows he's guilty, but he decides to wait until the end of the trial before he drinks the poison.
Well, yeah, he might get acquitted or something, right?
Exactly.
He might get away with it. You better wait till the end.
He didn't want to save taxpayer dollars of the trial. He just wanted to save them money on the jail sentence. His victim was a family member who was 9 years old when the abuse began in 2011, and she testified at the trial. Laurie was hospitalized, and he's still going to be sentenced. He faces two life sentences plus 40 years. And actually, this is one time when I don't mind spending taxpayer dollars, because anybody who does that deserves to spend time in prison. I love to see somebody off themselves and go away, but I think it's a bigger punishment to spend your life in prison,
especially if you know they want to get away from it. If they're trying to end themselves, then they're trying to get out of their punishment, so they really don't want to do it. So I say good.
Right? Yeah, send them to prison. I'll pay the money. This next one is still a food pile, but it's also a Florida story.
He says Florida slowly sinking.
And he is angry. He went to Starbucks.
Yeah, that makes me mad every time. Grr, Starbucks.
He ordered a freshly made grande white mocha.
Wait, what?
He's angry, furious at Starbucks for making him a perfectly crafted white mocha.
Yeah, I can see why the rage is strong with him. That is
infuriating. Grande white mocha. He gave his name. You've been to Starbucks. They say, "Hey, what's your name?" They write your name on the cup. Okay, but when he got his cup, the word on it was not his name. It said, "Diabetes, here I come."
Oh no! What?
Diabetes, here I come. He's a large man. And
that's not okay.
No. That's funny.
No, that's not. That's rude. Well, that's terrible. Where was this again? Where
did you say this? Florida Starbucks.
Right, of course, the right theme song.
I think this is awful.
No, you don't.
He's angry. He's so angry because apparently he has two sisters with type 1 diabetes. And he says, just the struggles that they went through and all the doctor's appointments that... Wait, I'm sorry. Just the struggles that they went through and all of the doctor's appointments that they had. Well, hold on. I let me get another donut here. Another donut. Oh, I love donuts. After having the coffee drink delivered to his office, an employee did the coffee run. You know what this is? The employee gave this name to them. You know, told them it's from Mike. Hey, write down diabetes, here I come. And then he shows up. He's like, I don't know. Who wrote this, man?
So he wasn't even at the Starbucks?
No. You know how offices are where they send employees to go pick up coffee for everyone?
Now I'm wondering, is this guy just the big fat blank hole at the office who makes this poor intern do all the crap jobs, and this is the intern's way of getting him back?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. So after he got the cup, he went back down to the Starbucks himself and wrote a note saying, two of my sisters are diabetic, so not funny, on the cup and returned it. He doesn't need an apology. Because he just wants a promise that no one there will ever do something like this again. The store's managers told reporters that he'll look into this and talk to his boss.
Hold on. I smell something fishy in this story.
What?
This Starbucks, it's in the same building that he works in, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems that way. It's possible.
I bet it is. I bet this is the same flipping building that he works in, which means he sent the intern downstairs to go get coffee from the same building. And the only thing that'll make his butt walk downstairs is to go complain.
Well, Starbucks corporate headquarters says it's very disappointed by this incident. By the way, just in case you're wondering, the Grande White Mocha Chocolate made with 2% milk contains just shy of 500 calories.
It's not that bad.
For one cup of coffee? Are you joking?
Well, it's the Grande one, and they have drinks that are worse than 500 calories at the place there.
Okay, that's still pretty funny though.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'll drink 500 calories because, I mean, for me, coffee makes it so I don't want to eat very much. You know what I mean? It's like a natural diuretic, and so. I don't know. I guess when I drink that 500 calories, I'm not eating for the next 3 hours-ish.
Okay.
That's a lot of my awake time that, you know, I'm not eating any other calories.
Well, speaking of foods that lower your desire for things, do you ever have trouble getting in the mood?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, do you ever have trouble getting in the mood?
I guess when I'm really tired.
Is that hard for you?
Like if it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and it's like, nah, man, I'd just rather sleep. Thanks, though.
Well, I'm going to help you out today and talk about some foods that you shouldn't take. You know, everybody's concerned about aphrodisiacs, foods that get you going. But almost just as good is talking about foods that make you get out of the mood. Because if you can avoid these things, you're going to want to do it a little bit better.
So foods to eschew.
Yes. Stay away from soy lattes. Soy in food or beverages is absolutely packed with health benefits. I mean, think China, soy sauce. No wonder they're always looking for aphrodisiacs out there.
Oh, no, Cliff.
Studies have shown that soy can help lower cholesterol, protect the heart, and reduce the intensity of hot flashes. But it contains estrogen, which interferes with your sex drive. So, yeah, don't eat things with soy in it.
So eat the chow mein with no soy.
That's right.
Screw you, man.
If you want to get busy later that night.
I'm going limp, and I'm putting it on that and the rice.
Well, just hope you don't want to get some later that night, because she ain't going to want it. Neither are you. All right, what about fried foods? Who doesn't love fried food? I love fried food. Fried food is great. But those fries, chips, chicken fingers all affect your blood sugar, making you feel lazy and lethargic. Yes. What?
I said, yeah, it does, for a good like 3 hours afterward. Oh, it's nap time.
And if you don't have the energy to get off the couch, it's hard to get up the energy for little bedtime time.
It's hard to get off the couch. It's hard to get on the couch. Giggity.
Ice cream and cheese, for the same reason as fried foods. Dairy products make you feel sluggish. Alcohol. Dude, alcohol is like the beginning of a night on the town.
Yeah, alcohol's that mixed bag where it's like little is good, a lot is just vomit.
Oh, I gotta tell this story. I was 15 years old.
Is it worthy of the porn music in the background? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because I got drunk for the first time in my life, and I
How
also
old were you?
15.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And it was this girl's 16th birthday party, and got smash drunk. And also for the first time in my life, I had a girl who was willing to go with me into the back bedroom.
Oh, she must have been drunk, too, for sure.
All right, she was, but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
beside the point.
In order to take teenage Clifton anywhere, she had to have had something in her system.
So we go back there, and
I'm ramen noodle head.
It was a little bit of this. Wasn't working.
No, you?
Couldn't get it up.
It was your first time?
Yep. It was not my first time, because nothing happened.
You are, but it would have been your first time.
Would have been, but it wasn't. So
you're a terrible human being.
You know what? I probably shouldn't have drank that much. Okay. Also, hamburgers and hot dogs. Well, I should mention, alcohol is a depressant. It makes you feel more tired, and things don't always work as well. So have a little bit, sure, but maybe not too much.
Yeah, I've been in some bad situations on long nights where it breaks down. There's a word for that sadness that comes with alcohol, all that.
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
Yes, it did. Hamburgers, hot dogs, cupcakes, and donuts. You love them as a kid, you still love them as an adult, but they tend to be packed with chemicals that create hormone imbalances. So maybe choose organic, free-range meats and dairy products. Or steer clear from them altogether, because they're bad, bad, bad for your sex drive.
Or just work harder.
Yep, so.
Eat what you want and get over it, fellas.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I've got one of my all-time favorite stories. We're going to go slightly long, only about 2 minutes. But got to read the story. So we'll be back. It's the one about a man who's paid to get his neighbor's wife pregnant. And fails 72 times.
Oh, buddy.
So we'll be right back with that story here on the English Express Radio podcast right after this.
Learning English these days requires cutting-edge thinking, cutting-edge technology, and we don't understand any of it. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist.
Hi, this is Cliff.
And this is Brandon.
And this is the English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure we're not the greatest podcast ever produced. I mean, have you heard of Serial?
No.
Cracked Podcast?
No.
Surprisingly Awesome?
No.
Okay. The English Express Radio Podcast, the greatest podcast ever produced that I have actually listened to. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com and tell your friends to download a few shows because, well, apparently we need it.
Yeah, if you ever want to measure up with podcasts that are actually good, like The Bugle with John Oliver, or
WTF with Mark Maron. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, even a midnight snack, the English Express satisfies your appetite. Oh, excuse me. All aboard the English Express. The English Express Radio Podcast. Listen, lots. There are people in China with poor reception. All aboard the English Express.
Just giving the people a little bit extra.
Just had to get your second dose in there, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Quantity, not quality, folks. English Express's motto.
You've got kids, right?
Two
children.
Dos.
Did you want kids?
I mean, eventually, but I didn't want one at 20 years old. That's for sure.
Okay, that's understandable, but having children is something that you wanted.
Yeah, I think as a teenager, when I was, 14, 15 years old, I think that was definitely something that I knew that I wanted at some point,
Okay, now I want you to play along with me. Let's say you get married, okay? And you guys decide together that you want to have a family, and you try for several years. It's not working. What are your recourses?
Honestly, I would start trying to invest money in testing and see where the problem is. Is it with me? Is it with her? And then once you discover what
they
is
did,
going
they did,
wrong,
they did that, and they've determined it's the man. He's got a low count, low sperm
count. Yeah. And at that point, I would see, is there anything we can do to change that in me? And if the answer is no, well, that sucks. Let's start looking at other choices, either in vitro fertilization or adoption.
Or other fertility. No, they really, really want their own children. Okay. And there
are. Suck it up, Buttercup. I mean, if you're not having kids, you're not having kids. But
well, there are fertility treatments, but they can't afford them. They're really expensive.
Tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah. Yeah. And they have a low percentage chance of succeeding. So it's like, you better be ready to dump 40 to 100,000 in trying this out if you really want one.
Okay. Well, this family, Demetrius Supalos and his wife, Trouty, they're German. They're in Stuttgart, Germany. All right. And they decided to have some fertility treatments of their own. Since they know it's the man's problem, they look to their neighbor who has two children and they say, hey,
oh no,
he's got two kids. He's
must be shooting them pretty good there. Yeah. We might be able
by the way, look at this picture. This is a picture of the wife.
Okay. Very attractive woman, okay, for sure.
And so let's just say right now that I'm the neighbor. I'm the one who's trying to have kids. This is my wife, and I say, Brandon, you've got two kids. Do you mind helping us with some fertilization the old-fashioned way? You say?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I would be saying no because I don't think that would be very good for my marriage. But yeah.
Describe the woman I'm holding up in front of you.
Well, it's a bikini shot of a woman who appears to be, I would guess, mid-40s-ish, but very, very fit and attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good looking girl. Okay. Well, the neighbor agreed. He says, hey, I got some pretty good boys down there. I'm happy to help. Problem though, his neighbor, Frank Mouse, 34, he's already married.
I
mentioned that. He's already married.
That might cause some problems.
His wife agreed to this. He was paid almost $3,000. And for three evenings a week for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
He tried desperately in many different positions, a total of 72 different times, to get the job done and help her get pregnant.
Hold on. Do these people not understand how the cycle of pregnancy works? Because there's a lot of weeks there where there's 0% chance to get pregnant.
He wasn't concerned about that.
But you would think that maybe her husband or his wife might step in and say, wait a minute, does anybody know what the period of fertilization is? Because I found this Google site that tells me.
His wife, the neighbor, the man, his wife started to complain. And he goes, honey, I don't like this any more than you do. I'm just doing it for the money. Please try to understand. By the way, it's Wednesday night. I'll be right back.
Right. Give me about 10 to 15 minutes. I'll be home for dinner.
But after 6 months, the woman's husband, he was also a little suspicious. And he goes, look, why don't you have a medical examination? Which he did. Turned out, he's sterile. He's been sterile the entire time.
What?
At which point, everyone was like, wait a second, but you've got two kids. Yes, everyone was shocked, that is, except for his wife, who knew exactly how she got pregnant. And it wasn't by him.
Wait a minute, huh?
Actually, she had been having an ongoing multi-year affair with the real father of their two children.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wait, hold on. Was it the neighbor next door? No, it couldn't be.
His rumors were no good. She had her own man on the side.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is how he finds out. He's like, wait a minute. If I've been sterile for this period of time, and the wife's like, ooh, about that.
Dang.
Well, Sopalos, the model woman's husband, he's suing neighbor Mouse for breach of contract and trying to get his $3,000 back. But Mouse refused to give it up because he says, hey, I didn't guarantee conception, only that I would give it an honest effort, or 72 honest efforts.
Yeah, 72 times. I think he gave it the old college try.
Oh, he definitely did that. So that's one of my all-time favorite stories. It's actually from quite a while back, 2013. But I wanted to read it on this show because it's funny.
Well, and I don't think he should have had to pay the money back because he didn't know.
Hey, he just found out that his own children were not belonging to him. I'd be like, no way I'm giving that money back. Sue me.
No, I'd start suing the father of the kids because I'm like, I spent a lot of money raising those kids. I want some of that back.
Let's get some child support down here.
Right?
All right, guys.
Away parental rights.
That's our show for today. Join us online, theenglishexpress.com. Send us emails, info@theenglishexpress.com. And tell me if you know who Bill O'Reilly, Bill Cosby, or
Rush Limbaugh
or Carl Malone is, because I'm betting you don't know any of them.
We understand that you don't know Carl Malone, but come on, everybody knows Bill O'Reilly and Bill Cosby.
No, they don't.
Worldwide.
No, they don't.
There are teenagers in Mongolia who are walking around talking like Bill Cosby.
Oh, there's always room for J-E-L-L-O. Find it on YouTube, guys. Anyway,
Google it.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you guys next week. Me and Brandon will be back with more stimulating talk radio here on the English Express Radio Podcast. Till then, have a great week.
This is the English Express radio program.
What started as a little experiment turned into a monolithic monster, and we're on the loose in your neighborhood.
All aboard the English Express.
All right, one more to end the show.
This is the English Express. We listen to the other guys. That's why we don't imitate them. All aboard the English Express.
No, that one was... I gotta get
that
a better
weak.
One.
Should've ended
that
on
was
the
weak.
Monster one.
No, you know what? I got another one.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Broadcasting from a big stick on top of a big building with red flashing lights so planes don't hit it.
All right, that's good enough. See you guys next week.